Hare Krishna. We can't eliminate fires, but we can become firefighters. Sometimes we try to resist some temptations, we make resolutions, and then again, after some, we succeed in holding on to that resolution for some time, but after some time again those desires come up. And when those desires come up again, we find it almost impossible to, we may become discouraged, thinking, oh, I have tried so many times, will I ever succeed in resisting these desires? So, in such a situation, we need to recognize that the point is that these desires are like fires. Krishna himself compares a desire to fire in the Bhagavad Gita in the third chapter, the section 36 to 43 talks about self-centered desire, about lust. And there, in 3.39, he says, Avritam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. So he says, this desire, kama, selfish desire, lust, avritam jnanam etena, it covers our knowledge, jnanino nitya vairina, and is the eternal enemy of the soul who is knowledgeable, and kama rupena kaunteya, known as kama, dushpurena nalena cha, it is insatiable and burns like fire. So now, the fire of desire, it blazes and burns and within us. And actually, normally, if a fire were burning somewhere, at the very least, we would move away from that fire, because otherwise it will scorch us, and we would even better try to extinguish the fire. But the fire of desire is such that we actually go close to the fire and we stoke the fire. We put fuel in it and make it bigger, because we think that this fire will give pleasure. And that is an illusion. So now when we start practicing spiritual life, we understand, oh, this desire is dangerous. It will burn my morality, it will burn my spirituality, it will burn my integrity. And therefore, I must distance myself from it. In fact, I must put this out, extinguish it. But it keeps burning. Just as, suppose, if someone... So now, we shouldn't expect that the desire themselves will go away. But we need to become trained firefighters. So suppose in a person's house, fire starts, the person will just become panicky. May paralyze and not know what to do. And sometimes some people carelessly may, in trying to extinguish the fire, increase the fire. But if you're trained firefighters in that situation, then the firefighter, as soon as he sees the fire over there, immediately he will stop. He will check it. And he in a very trained way, okay, where is the fire extinguisher? Where is the water hose? Where is the... How can we switch off the fire? He will not train steps, and by doing those train steps, he will extinguish the fire. And even among firefighters, there may be new firefighters whose reflexes may not be very sharp. And they may panic on seeing a big fire. But as they become more and more experienced, it's not that the fires stop occurring, but because they become more and more experienced, so their reflexes become sharper and swifter. And thus, as soon as the fire comes, they can extinguish it. As soon as they see a fire, they know what to do, how to go about for extinguishing it. Similarly, when we practice spiritual life, what changes is not the occurrence of fires. Still, the fire of desire will occur in our hearts, but our response should change. So, as we study spiritual knowledge through scripture, then we understand, oh, this desire which promises pleasure, it will eventually cause trouble, and therefore I shouldn't tolerate this desire. This desire is my enemy. And evam buddhe param buddha samstabhyatmanam atmana jahishatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasanam. In 3.43, Krishna says that, therefore become transcendental. Evam buddhe param buddha. Recognize your transcendence, and with your intelligence, situate yourself in transcendence, and therefore conquer this enemy. So with our intelligence, we understand this is a dangerous desire. It is like fire. And then, as we study scripture more and more, as we apply scripture and more, And this scriptural study becomes like our firefighter's training. And with this training, we will respond properly. We can't eliminate the occurrence of fires, but we can check their prevalence, we can check their spread, and we can extinguish them quickly. So as we practice bhakti, we shouldn't become discouraged that desires are still coming. Rather, this desire has come, okay, let me just extinguish it. Immediately we chant the holy names, immediately we recite scripture verses, immediately we fill our mind with Krishna. And the more we fill our mind with Krishna, the faster we do it, the faster the desire, selfish desires, the lower desires will get extinguished. And as we keep doing this more and more, we will become purer and purer. So our purity will come not just because the fire of desires don't occur, but primarily because we become more and more connected with Krishna. Our consciousness becomes more and more filled with Krishna. And with such a consciousness filled with Krishna, we will gradually go beyond material existence and go beyond forever the fire of desire that characterizes this material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.